Not every artist in our area gets to walk out to his wigwam every day and go to work. This week, I'm talking to Rob Findlay, an Ojibwe artist from Panema, who crafts intricate picture frames from birch bark.
Yeah, I grew up in Panema. I got raised by my grandma, and all I knew was Ojibwe until I was seven. There was no English speakers yet. Until like going into the 70s, you know, that's when everybody starts speaking English.
Rob is a traditional Ojibwe and tries to live close to the old ways. On the road to his house are several of the spirit houses where the traditional Ojibwe bury their dead.
It's been handed down to us for centuries, you know, that the little spirit houses are for the spirits where they stay, you know?
Yeah.
Until they leave. And it takes like 4 years, you know, they feast every year. So they go to different four places until they get the happy hunting grounds up there. That's our belief, that's our, you know, culture.
When Rob was just seven, he was sent to a Mormon foster family in Pocatello, Idaho, where he went to school. Later, he made his way back home again, and now lives with his wife and family on the Red Lake Reservation. He began doing his art after an aha moment that redirected his life.
When I came back here, I just started working. I drove for a company for quite a few years for transportation, nursing homes, and all over the city, Fargo, Grand Forks. I worked all night. I didn't get home till about 11:30 in the morning Saturday, and I left like 4:30 morning Friday. And I was tired. I went to sleep, and I woke up Sunday, and my phone was ringing. And my boss told me, he said, "Hey, you better get up. You got to run to International Falls." I said, "I just got off. I just got off like 29 hours, and you guys want me to go?" I said, "No, I'm not. You know, I want my own life." So one day there, I was saying, "Hey, you know, I don't know what I am. You know, I don't know what I am right now."
Rob wanted to do something that was a better fit for the life he dreamed of.
I seen this guy. He was making frames. He brought one over. Hey, you want to buy a frame? And it was a mirror. It was a mirror and really nice. So I bought it. I hung it up. I kept looking at that mirror, and I said, it was just plain bark, you know, nothing on it, no decorations or nothing. It was just bark mirror. And I said, "Man, I could make these." That's why I started making the frames, you know. I always thought, you know, of all these artists, you know, from 1800s, from 1700, maybe 2000 years ago, you know, what they left, they see now, you know, in galleries all over, you know. I thought, you know, maybe if I started doing these frames, you know, and making them last, maybe 1,000 years or 200 years from now, and they'll say, "Hey, this guy made that. He's from a little town where they're poor."
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Rob Findlay, an Ojibwe artist from Panema, Minnesota, on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. Rob started with an idea and a used miter saw. He builds the frames and then lays strips of birch bark onto the frame and wraps them with sinew to secure them.
The pine I buy from the lumber yard. Everything else that's there, I pick right out in the woods. There's this bark that comes off second. This one came off first.
Oh.
This stuff. And this one grows back next.
Oh, yeah. So you've got the inner and outer bark of the birch tree.
Yeah. I use this is the outer. And this is the inner. I use that for decorations. The sinew, it's long ago, they used to make it out of deer hide, you know, the deer skin. Now they make it, it's artificial sinew. But I use it anyway, you know, makes it look better.
What makes the basic birch bark frames pop are the animals and floral designs that he adds to them.
Sometimes I dream of flowers. And I dream of different flowers. I'm laying there like that, and I start dreaming. I see these flowers, and then I see these little things in front of them, you know, like this. I was dreaming of a flower, and then there was a stick in front of it. So this is.
Creating these artistic frames brings Rob closer to the traditional Ojibwe life that he is leading. Taking things from nature, making them into beautiful objects, using what is right around him. He realized that it's not just good for the soul, but good for the body as well.
Lately, I just slowed myself down. I went into the doctor, and I was running, trying to finish that 14 minutes on that treadmill. About 9 minutes into it, they took me off there. My blood pressure went up 220. So he said, well, your heart is getting bad. It just made me stop and think and reality, big reality check.
Like many artists, making art and figuring out how to make enough money to live on is an ongoing struggle. Rob does art fairs and sells his frames locally and is always on the lookout for a new opportunity.
You put your heart and soul into this stuff, you know, and you look at it, and that's where the confidence comes from. 5 years ago, I didn't even know nothing about artwork, nothing. Mm-hmm. I thought my hands were only used for giving back rubs and scratching my wife's back. And then when I started, all these thoughts come to me, you know, what I could make. You know, I could make a drum. I could make a wigwam. And it's right there. You know, everything, it's there.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.